This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi resigned on Thursday, putting Italy into a period of uncertainty as it fights surging inflation and an economic slowdown. Mr. Draghi's departure came a day after three large parties in his National Unity Coalition government did not back the Prime Minister in a Senate confidence vote. The killer of retired St. Louis police captain David Dorn has been convicted of first-degree murder Wednesday, ending more than 2 years of legal proceedings from the June 2, 2020 death. Captain Dorn's wife, Ann, on CBS 4 News in St. Louis.
You know, I heard the murder first guilty, and that's what I was hoping for, and that's what I asked for.
A jury found Stefan Cannon guilty of first-degree murder, first-degree robbery, first-degree burglary, and three counts of armed criminal action. Cannon will be sentenced September 13th. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
For years, border town mayors have complained about Biden's open border policy and the influx of resources needed. Now, non-border state mayors are complaining about the same very thing.
The mayors of New York City and Washington, D.C. are running out of resources for busloads of illegal immigrants arriving from the Texas and Arizona border, and they're looking for the Biden administration to help. New York Republican Congressman John Katko reacts on Fox News by saying he plans to take action on the border because he feels President Biden will not.
I'm head of what's called the American Security Task Force, and my job is to come up with a plan to seal the border and make it secure again. And January 3rd of next year, when we have a new Congress, we're going to have a border plan ready to go that's going to fix this problem. And President Biden is either going to play ball or he's going to have a really hard time getting any legislation done.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
President Biden said Wednesday that he has cancer. Biden's claim that his cancer was caused by the oil industry required a cleanup again by the White House.
Not very much unlike where I grew up in a place called Claymont, Delaware. And guess what? The first frost, you knew what was happening. You had to put on your windshield wipers to get literally the oil slick off the window. That's why I and so many other people I grew up have cancer. And why I can't for the longest time. Delaware had the highest cancer rate in the nation.
Officials in D.C. had to clarify that he was referring to skin cancer treatments. Skirting around Congress because of a lack of support, President Biden continues to lead by executive order.
President Biden announced that he will be implementing a number of executive actions focused on combating climate change.
In the coming days, my administration will announce the executive actions we have developed to combat this emergency. We need to act. Just take a look around.
Biden's executive action comes after Senator Joe Manchin reportedly said that he will not support a package before midterm elections, which includes any provisions on energy and climate, with his spokesperson stating that he wants to, quote, avoid taking steps that add fuel to the inflation fire, end quote. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, don't we agree the country is off track? The challenge that we have here in furthering the conversation is to understand what being on track really looks like. But we've got a good start here, I think. At least we agree on the same thing. I think we have a because before you can have a real conversation with anybody, you got to have a sense of reality. And you've got to be identifying the same thing. So, in other words, if somebody looks at something and says that's a Cadillac, another person says that's a ketchup bottle, you got problems. I use that analogy because that's almost what Joe Biden does to us all the time. You know, is that we're talking ketchup bottles and he's talking Cadillacs. Well, but of course, electric Cadillacs, you know, they have to be electrically operated, of course. But that's the situation that we have and why it's so difficult. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com, she's the founder and proprietor, joins us now. Hey, Megan, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. We've got more warning signs here. What did you make of 47 House Republicans passing, you know, same-sex marriage bill? I mean, we're talking about the Democrats being in a free fall and a hot mess, and all of a sudden, Republicans decided to get in the hot tub with them.
Well, it's really not surprising. I mean, I would assume that those members are in for re-election this year, and so we have Lisa Murkowski, what I would call, you know, the Rhino contingent, that are really Democrats. That's what it is. And even so, was reading just this past week about a Trump or a Republican strategist who basically admitted that they're Democrats. Said, you know, Democrats like us want to hear. I'm like, oh, well, there you go. Ding dong. Yeah, that's what I've been saying this whole time. You know, you can't trust moderate Republicans to stand on principle because they don't have principles.
Yeah, it's unfortunately, I mean, this is why the voter now more than ever has to be knowledgeable. This is what is coming out loud and clear, is that being a passive, low information voter is unacceptable for a time such as this. We need knowledgeable voters to push back against a government that is running unhinged, especially after Joe Biden was suggesting yesterday that he's going to declare a climate emergency. I mean, think about it. That is about as totalitarian as you get if that is fully exercised. I mean, you know, we're talking what we experienced in COVID, but even more so, you might say, on steroids.
Oh, absolutely. I think he's amassed and is attempting to amass the most power of any prior president through these, even Obama, through these prior actions, executive actions. And what does that entail? What does mean? Is this similar to a COVID emergency, the state of emergency, which I think was one of the biggest mistakes the Trump presidency ever declared and made? Does that mean we stay locked down? Does that mean we can only use our so many gallons of water, or we can only drive so many miles. What exactly does a climate emergency look like to the average American? And I don't know if you saw this coming out of California, but the truckers have been on strike now for close to a week since Monday, and it is going to keep on progressing, and it's the truckers that are calling on one of the largest out of Oakland due to AB 5, which is a bill they passed in California with independent contractors, which affects trucking. One more second. So if you think that the shelves are bare now, compound that with this impending climate emergency, whatever that means, it's only going to get worse than Pete Buttigieg was testifying this week in front of a committee, I guess, and then went on the news afterwards and basically said he just doesn't understand why everyone wants to get into, electric cars. Well, because they're $65,000.
Right.
And people say, and our grid simply can't sustain a 50%, as Biden says, by 2030, that everyone should be driving electric cars. And this brings me back to trucking. Even Pete Buttigieg said that they are working on stuff for, trucks and freight and da 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 da. Well, if you know anything about electric cars or electric semis, which, by the way, really don't exist, if you have a heavier truck, for example, like an F-150, and they've done these studies now that is electric, if it has any sort of weight in it, it only lasts half the amount of time on a charge. And where do you think that all these the semi is just going to stop every 10 miles?
Right.
To charge up.
Exactly. And and by the way, how do you get power to these charging machines? Did you see that? Did you see that the other day? Here, yeah. I mean, it's like it goes back to the basic. The basic proposition, and Buttigieg is convinced, because this is what they do. The left convinces themselves just based on emotion. They, even though they claim to be academics, they have not done the hard work of really doing the deep down dive into this. And the fact of the matter is they haven't convinced the American people that this is the smartest thing to do. If they did, this would be an easy transition. It's not, because it doesn't make sense. And look at the polling. The polling's down to, less than 5% of the people care a whoop about this green agenda. But, with a small percentage, you've got Joe Biden threatening a climate emergency. And forget about some easing into this process. This is going to be, just like COVID, an instant shock to everything, our economy, our own psychology. This will be this will be probably the most totalitarian move ever done by an administration in the United States, in my humble opinion.
No, and I think you're right on target with a totalitarian move, and it's an authoritarian move, and it's a move out of control. Mm-hmm. This whole climate change agenda has absolutely nothing to do with the climate. It has everything to do with power and also the redistribution of wealth. And we can see this, as you mentioned, polls. No one cares about this. This isn't on the top or the forefront of voters' minds, especially Hispanics. I don't know if you saw the latest Hispanic numbers, but over 60% Hispanics disagree with this administration and give him a bad job approval rating, over 60%. Another poll was released this week which showed that all five swing states are Biden is underwater in, Michigan, Nevada, Georgia, etc. The average number of those degree in all 50 states is over 60% disagree.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And so the economy is on the minds of Americans, because inflation in Nevada is 14.9%. On average, 9.1%.
Right.
This is what people care about. It's kitchen table economics. But again, the Democrats don't. They only care about power.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Dr. Jill Biden, PhD, is, crying and complaining, saying it's the media giving her husband a bad rap here. I mean, it's like, I mean, here they are giving him a soft landing, and you know, it still doesn't matter. I mean, because the harsh reality, as you said, is quite obvious and painful. We've got more from Megan Barr. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate. The world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See OpenRoadLending.com for details.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, where we're fresh and independent, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. That's our promise to you. our goal is that you're better, that this adds to your day. This is why, you know, no pressure on Megan Barth. I mean, she's used to this kind of deal. She just breathes, you know, this this high calling to make sure that she delivers on behalf of we the people, that we would be all the smarter as a result of this time that we have together. Megan, before we get on to this next topic, I wanted to get your read on this one. It did not take long for the media to downplay the Good Samaritan narrative in this latest mall shooting in Indiana. Did you hear about this?
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah. 15 seconds, the guy took down an active shooter, and I think he fired, I think it was 8 rounds, and I think he hit the shooter 8 times. Mm-hmm. He was a perfect shot.
Right.
The police in Uvalde could definitely take some lessons from this one person with a gun. When we had over 100 cops in Uvalde standing around sanitizing their hands and twiddling their
hands. Yeah, it's amazing. We're back to, what defeats a bad person with a gun is a good person with a gun. And, I liked how they reported. They said, well, he had a gun where he wasn't supposed to have a gun. This was one of those gun-free zones, right? Which, to me, is an anathema, and it sets up anybody who frequents these gun-free zones. I mean, they become shooting alleys for criminals who say, okay, I can shoot with impunity. I'm not going to have anybody shooting back. I'm sure this guy who's now dead before he saw bullets coming his way going, hey, that's not fair. Put your gun. You're not supposed to have a gun here. This is a gun-free zone, right?
And one of the only reasons that the shooter had the gun is because Indiana, based on a Supreme Court decision, recently passed a constitutional carry.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why. Because if constitutional carry, I would assume, would eliminate these types of gun-free zones. Gun-free zones,
exactly,
are unconstitutional.
Well,
and so the guy exercised his constitutional rights based on state law, which I really wish the Supreme Court would have taken it a step farther, but they probably didn't have the room to do so. Gun-free zones, in my opinion, are unconstitutional because they are just in direct conflict with your right to carry, as demonstrated in Indiana. If he was in a gun-free zone, well, I'm sorry, if the law says it's a constitutional state, does that not kind of just then eliminate these types of soft targets, these gun-free
exactly.
zone targets?
Mm-hmm.
So that is why we mm-hmm. had only a couple people killed instead mm-hmm. of a mass shooting, which could have resulted in the deaths of dozens.
Right. Exactly. Well, and the same thing here is like, look what's happened repeatedly in our schools. They're gun-free zones. It's like, wait a minute. Unless you happen to have a president's child there or some high official, a congresswoman's child or grandchild there, then they're going to make sure it's fortified. But, for the rest of, tax-paying American citizens, the minions that are expendable, we'll have this gun-free zone, and it's okay if some shooter comes in and, shoots up the place with impunity. I mean, this is, and as you said, then you have the exposure of some of these, some of these supposed defenders and protectors of ours, more concerned about, sanitizing their hands than, taking on a gunman.
Right, exactly. And I believe that the police chief of Uvalde this week is going to be fired, finally. That would probably be a good first step. And we also watched, unfortunately, yesterday, we've seen an increase in what we've heard all Democrats, is that there's an increase crime against Asians, specifically in San Francisco. And if you recall, the Democrats were all about this white rage thing. General Miley kept saying he wants to understand white rage. He's a white man. Well, when you look at the increase in Asian crime, it's actually black population that's committing most of the crime. Now, is that called black rage or is that racist if I say that? And we saw an Uber driver in California, I think it was in Oakland, and he was sitting in his car, and he was approached by two young black males. They forced their way and opened the door. He would not give up his car, so they shot him dead. It happened in all but a matter of 10 seconds. We've seen an increase in crime. I was just reading the Politico playbook this morning before you called. I do every morning because I want to know the president's schedule, which is usually nothing. He usually has one, maybe two, possibly three things a day. He doesn't start his day until 10 a.m. every morning. Well, I guess he's traveling to Pennsylvania today to talk about the increase in crime and how they want to fund the police. This is fund the police. Where since 2020, all they've been talking about is defunding the police, and they're referring to riots as peaceful protests. Mm-hmm. David Dorn, the cop that was trying to protect his black community, his black cop, was shot dead by the Black Lives Matter mob. Finally, his killer was brought to justice this week. But it's an election year. Even though 2020 was an election year, they knew that they were going to rig the election. They let the riots go on in the middle of a pandemic. They let buildings burn and hundreds of people were killed. And they called those peaceful protests, and they were still trying to defund the police. Well, now all of a sudden, the Biden administration and the Democrats want to fund the police with a $37 billion bill and increase staffing. Well, of course we've lost policemen, not only to the hands of gunmen and thugs like David Dorn. We've lost because they don't want to be policemen. They've retired early. They can't recruit because of the narrative that's been going on for 2 years, particularly from the Democrat Party. That police are pigs, and they need to be defunded. So now all of a sudden the Democrats, because it's a red wave election year, are talking mm-hmm. about funding the police. This is going to be outside the climate emergency. This is going to be another headline.
Well, we have the same, you know, hypocrisy going on here in Florida right now with Val Demings. I mean, presenting herself, you know, with her law enforcement background, that she was never for, you know, defunding. She's, you know, she was always about funding police and everything. Going, wait a minute, you're kidding me. You were walking lockstep with Nancy Pelosi 100%. 100% with Nancy Pelosi. And now she's trying to put out this false narrative like she's the, you know, the fighter and protector for the people. You got to be kidding me. I mean, she was one of the stalwarts that went after Trump in the second impeachment, as you'll recall, and, you know, laying out all this this false narrative, her and Adam Schiff. And as far as I'm concerned, she has no credibility. But yet, you know, she presents in commercials here in Florida like as if, you know, she is this, you know, she's the answer for Floridians and hopefully the, you know, the voters here, you know, because she's going up against Marco Rubio, are seeing her for all that she is. And this reverse course, you know, that Biden's trying to do, you know, it's amazing, you know, because you and I, you know, going back to this the schedule, you know, the president's schedule again, you know, even Politico is trying to just add some fluff, you know, to make it look like he's busy, you know, and so they enter lines of when he's leaving, you know, and, you know, when he's arriving, where he's going. So it looks like he's a busy man. But, you know, in the whole day, there's probably what, three events, maybe four events max that he's involved in. You know, and then, of course, he is going back to Delaware, that state that gave him cancer and asthma.
Right. Just on, what was it, 2 days ago? It was Monday. The president had one thing on his schedule on Monday. Mm-hmm. The president will receive the president's daily brief at 9:30 a.m. That was it.
Right.
He's never up before 9 or 9:30, or never received a briefing before 9 or 9:30. Usually it's on an average of 10. If you recall, Trump would go to bed at 1 in the morning, wake up at 5 and start his day, and his schedule was jam-packed.
Exactly. And then as if it wasn't
jam-packed.
Yeah, and if it wasn't jam-packed, then in between he's having a news conference. You know, so.
Exactly. Impromptu at that.
Yeah.
He doesn't have note cards to tell him where to stand, or what to say, or where to look.
But we're supposed to have confidence in the commander-in-chief somehow. And as I keep saying, the leaders of the world know exactly what's going on. Joe Biden, his administration, is not fooling them. Thank you, Megan Barth. Appreciate
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi resigned on Thursday, putting Italy into a period of uncertainty as it fights surging inflation and an economic slowdown. Mr. Draghi's departure came a day after three large parties in his National Unity Coalition government did not back the Prime Minister in a Senate confidence vote. The killer of retired St. Louis police captain David Dorn has been convicted of first-degree murder Wednesday, ending more than 2 years of legal proceedings from the June 2, 2020 death. Captain Dorn's wife, Ann, on CBS 4 News in St. Louis.
You know, I heard the murder first guilty, and that's what I was hoping for, and that's what I asked for.
A jury found Stefan Cannon guilty of first-degree murder, first-degree robbery, first-degree burglary, and three counts of armed criminal action. Cannon will be sentenced September 13th. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Always great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check out BillMartinezShow.com. That's where it's all at. We're going to be joining up with my good friend Jeff Cruer live on his show. So we kind of have a fun opportunity here to simulcast both our shows together and talk about his topic, Dr. Jill Biden. And maybe, you know, she was at a DNC fundraiser here and complaining that, you know, people were not really treating her husband quite right, reporting on him correctly and that sort of thing. And, of course, with the fundraiser, we were just talking with Megan Barth about that the president will be attending later on today. Maybe she'll be the opening act, I mean, and come back one more time and, you know, kind of warm up the crowd and, you know, complain to the crowd about how Joe Biden is being misrepresented. These polls are not all what they crack up to be, that, you know, there's a false narrative out there. And, you know, I don't know what she's trying to suggest, that maybe there's just a false reality. You know, what people are feeling in terms of inflation, what they're experiencing at the gas pump, what they're experiencing when they buy food, what they see on TV with our borders wide open and how compromised we are. Maybe it's all a delusion. Anyway, we got Jeff Cruer coming on right now. Here he is. You can hear him. He is the Cajun Crusher, Louisiana's favorite son. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I always look forward to this time together that we can talk and exchange ideas, you know, with your audience. Everything well in Louisiana? I keep an eye on, you know, what's happening with the weather there. It's all good there?
Yes, we always are worried about hurricane season, and so far so good this year. And we'll really be nervous, though, in August and September. That's the height of the season. But
right.
So far, we're okay. We're just still recovering from Ida, believe it or not, last year.
Yeah, I know. This is crazy. Well, Louisianans are tough. You guys continue. Though you get pummeled, you get back up again. You know, it's
right.
That's the beauty and the encouragement. Yeah. And it serves as an encouragement for the rest of the country. Because even like right now, with all that we're going through, Jeff, it's one big hot mess. Joe Biden, the Democrats, the threats that now he's going to exercise some sort of climate emergency. Are you kidding me? I mean, we went through already a COVID emergency. We went through a lot of pain, a lot of lying and deception there. I mean, they're going full-blown totalitarian if he's able to do this.
I know. And it's all about, I think, more control for the government, transferring more wealth from the American people, more mandates and telling us what we can and cannot do. And this whole push toward green energy is really enriching our enemy, communist China, taking away control that we have.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous that we're not drilling more for oil here. We have the resources, but we're going to be taking it from countries that have no environmental standards and that are enemies of ours. I mean, the policies are insane, Bill. They're insane.
Yeah. Well, and they really are, and the American people, regardless of what the mainstream media, even NPR, you know, the government-supported, we the people-supported a media outlet, though they try to propagandize the people, we're realizing, you know, as you said, the true aspect and the reality of what's going on. I mean, you got Chinese are allowed to come in buying farmland in mass here in this country. We have food shortage on the horizon. Ukraine, with all that's going on, the cost of fertilizer. We saw what happened in Sri Lanka, all over organic fertilizer. And look what they're doing. The people are starving. They rioted. They got rid of the president. And all this, you know, because of, just as you said, power and control issue, trying to control this, you know, our climate somehow, like they have the power to do this and force people to do unnatural things. And in the past, we know what that leads to. That leads to poverty. It leads to outright murder. I mean, and it fits in the hands with these globalists, Jeff, who believe that the population of the world is unsustainable. 8 billion people, you know, we can afford to lose a billion people. Well, think about that.
Well, I mean, some of these radicals want to see even more of a drop in population than that. Remember, the Georgia Guidestones was talking about 500,000 people in the world, and some of these radicals believe that that's all that we can sustain, 500 million people.
Getting down, reducing the population to 500,000?
Reducing the population from 8 billion to 500 million. I think that's what a lot of these real, true radicals believe we need to get down to, because there are too many people. The earth is overpopulated. They're constantly talking about that. And that's why so many of them are all in favor of abortion. That's why they want to move us toward this green energy, which is going to lead to starvation. It's going to lead to death. And some of these radicals don't seem to mind that at all. It's scary.
Well, this whole argument about CO2 and the heating up of the environment, the fact of the matter is one scientist said quite clearly, people die when it gets cold. More people die when it's cold than when it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to be more fearful of when it's cold. If it's hot and we've got energy, well, we can go in and utilize, you know, modern science such as, that air conditioning thing. You know, that'll keep us alive and somewhat comfortable and vibrant. I mean, history has proven that time and again. But no, let's just throw out common sense, right?
And you know, I was thinking yesterday as Joe Biden was talking about this quote-unquote emergency and saying he's going to take these actions. You know, a recent poll was done of the American people, and they asked them what the top problems were. And number 13 on the list with only 1% was climate change.
Yeah.
People are concerned about the economy, gas prices, inflation. They're concerned about the rampant crime. And the administration refuses to deal with the problems that the American people really have. They want to push the mandates. They want to push these big solutions as far as climate and energy and electric cars. And all that's going to do is empower and enrich our enemy, communist China, Bill.
Exactly. Well, here it is. I mean, everything that's electric goes through China. And so we're going to surrender our autonomy as if we haven't already to the Chinese. I mean, the NBA is beholden to the Chinese. That came out real clear here recently. No doubt about it. Mm-hmm. Time and again, our politicians were discovering our elite captured that Miranda Devine and Peter Schweitzer wrote about. They're beholden to the Chinese. The Biden family, we know all the money that now because of Hunter's laptop, all the money that went through, or at least a good amount of money, millions and millions of dollars that went through Chinese interests to the Biden family. But all that's kind of, laissez-faire. It doesn't really matter. But meanwhile, all our assets are being deposited into China. And we're turning over. The next step, Jeff, is we're turning over our electric grid. All our energy, everything is turned over to the control of the Chinese. And we're done if that happens.
Well, and let's talk the real problem here. We've got a first son, we've got a first brother, we've got a commander in chief that is beholden to communist China. The family has been making money off of communist China. I call him Beijing Biden. Mm-hmm. He is someone that they knew once he would be in place would not be tough on China like President Trump was. I think they moved heaven and earth to get him elected. He's mm-hmm. in there right now. And he's really doing their bidding. So they're continuing to be enriched. We are becoming poorer. Our country is really facing unprecedented problems that he's created in 18 months. I don't see anything getting any better with this Biden agenda. The only hope we can have, Bill, is Republicans take control of the Congress and try to start moving us in a different direction, or at least stopping the insanity from this situation.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's going to be a while because the American people are waking up to the fact that we've got too many rhinos that we're going to have to deal with. They're going to be a red wave, but don't think it's going to be the answer to everything, because it's infiltrated with the likes, even though Liz Cheney will not survive and Kinzinger will not survive.
Thank God.
If you saw that list, I don't know if you saw the list of the Republicans that voted for same-sex marriage. That is a total sellout. So it tells us that even the Republican Party has serious problems, and it's going to be up to we the people to monitor and stay on top of this.
I would agree with you, and look at the leadership. Mitch McConnell, I mean, for goodness mm-hmm. sakes, he's a big rhino. Kevin McCarthy, he's a big rhino. We gave him the infrastructure bill. We gave him a gun control bill, as you said, about the same-sex marriage vote. Yeah, we've got problems within our ranks. So when the people vote this November, they need to vote for real reformers, real conservatives. No more rhinos, Bill.
Right. Well, understand it is a process. You got to crawl before you walk, before you run. It's not going to happen overnight. It took a long while to get here, but we can fix the problem as long as we keep our eye on the ball and remain aware of what's going on. Jeff Carrera, thank you, buddy. Always appreciate the time on your show. All the best to Louisiana and your audience. Thank you for being with us, buddy. Take care.
All right, my friend. Bill Martinez, appreciate you.
Did your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now? Do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks.
Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for Dr. Ted Baer. Yes, the one and only CEO of Movie Guide. He is the chairman of the Christian Film and Television Commission Ministry and director of the Family Guide to Movies and Entertainment. Dr. Ted, happy day to you, sir. How are you?
Well, I'm talking to you, so I must be doing okay. So at least I can still talk. That's okay.
Well, thank God. Thank God for your voice that needs to cry out from the desert, your voice of reason and faith for America and for the world, for that matter, Ted. Boy, I'll tell you, you look at our country, you look at the world right now, it is, coming apart at the seams. And what seems to be consistent is a blatant disregard for those things that are righteous and holy and good, right?
That is exactly true. But, even when the prophet thought he was the only one, God reminded him that there were thousands others that hadn't bent the knee. So, if we look at the statistics of the movies, actually the movies that do well at the box mm-hmm. office are not the ones with sex, violence, nudity, profanity, LGBTQ. Those do poorly in streaming at the box office. Flicks, mm-hmm. which is doing poorly because people don't want to see that stuff. That gets the press. The illusion is from the press that this is what people want. The reality is at the box office, because the box office, every time you go and vote, is that the good always does better. And there's a lot of good out there. And I get calls all the time, Bill, people saying there's nothing good at the box office. So we've got to get over that, and we've got to say we're going to choose the good and reject the bad. It's the same way with the
exactly.
ballot box. You get people mm-hmm. saying, well, there's no reason to vote because it's just all a disaster. That's not true. There are differences, and there are differences that believe in life, and there are different people that believe it, that don't believe in life. So you have to make wise choices. That's the only way we can survive. And actually, if we all did that, everybody who goes to church every week, we could change the world.
And, you know, and the people are speaking, like you say, whether it's Netflix, Disney. I mean, look at Disney stock since they decided to abandon, you know, the values that Walt Disney brought to the company, Ted. I mean, they're now under $100 a share, sadly. And hopefully they experience enough of this to finally decide to right the ship if they're going to survive here, because they're heading in the wrong direction quickly.
Well, people need to remember that Disney almost went bankrupt in the mid-80s when it did Down and Out in Beverly Hills. It almost went bankrupt after, you know, Walt died because they lost mm-hmm. their way. And there were a lot of dark movies, you know, the Black Hole, the Black Squadron, the Black This, the Black That. And the people running it were not Christian. So it's come back before. Now, I'm not guaranteeing it's going to come back again. I think some of the people involved are much more, I think in the past, it was people choosing things that people didn't want and having to get their head straightened out. I think now it's mm-hmm. ideological choices by the executives, and that's going to be hard to change.
And sadly, what I'm hearing about from a former employee who is a person of faith, saying that Disney is making a concerted effort to remove people of faith out of the operation of, you know, of the parks and of the media company. Boy, I'll tell you, that that's a scary thing. You know, I think for stockholders, you know, for you know, just regular people like the rest of us journeying through, you know, life and, you know, trying to discover the truth for themselves. I mean, God extended you and I a lot of grace to allow us to go through the process. And my prayer for them and for everybody in the media is that they would come to realize the truth of God in his righteousness, and that God is a God of grace and love and forgiveness.
You know, and we can look back at history. You know, in 1812, a Supreme Court justice said that America had turned so pagan because the Appalachians had opened up the West, and the young men had gone West, and the showboats, and the gambling, and the prostitution, and everything was well. And he said, it'll never go back to being a Christian nation. This was in 1812, and suddenly right. revival broke out, and you had all those circuit riding. So God can do anything, and the revival just
exactly.
up to the, well, to the Civil War, when another mm-hmm. revival broke out at the heart of the Civil War. And then another revival broke out in 1929 at the darkest day. So,
well, and of course, we had another one in 1970, you know, with the Jesus movement. But you see, this is the thing, you know, and it's so important that you talk about revival. The fact that you use that word is so powerful, because it reminds us that you have to have been vived at some point in order to be revived, right? So it's not like we're totally without and bankrupt and atheistic in heartbeat, that there is a consciousness of God that God can work with. Even like, you know, when, you know, he considered Sodom and Gomorrah, and Abraham was saying, you know, even got down, God, can I ask you, if there's five people, would you change your mind? And, you know, God can work with small numbers very powerfully, as you say, so look forward to that. Ted, I want to talk about a movie review here, Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris. This is a cute movie. I like this.
Well, it's a cute movie, and it's doing very well at the box office, and everybody thought it was just going to come and go. It's a little movie, but it's got a lot of good values. It's about, it's, you know, let's say 20 years ago, there was just a flood of little English movies that were really good. They were personal. They had good values. They were wholesome. And now this is another one. I'm surprised that it's come out now. It's a comedy, mm-hmm. and it's funny. Mrs. Harris is a cleaning lady in London and works for very wealthy clients. And one client, who's extremely wealthy, hasn't paid her for a while, because why should I pay her? She's privileged enough to clean my house. And she sees a Christian Dior dress Now, that would not attract me, Bill. But anyway, the woman tells her it cost 500 pounds, which was a lot of money at that time. It was about $1,000. And she decides she has to get her own, so she goes to Paris. Christian Dior won't even let her into the shop. But because she works with all these wealthy people, she's able to talk her way in. And the ending will surprise you. But it's a very good story of free enterprise. And she lectures Christian Dior and says you should make your clothes also for the common person, which they started to do and grew tremendously. Capitalism works. So there's a lot of things that are positive and fun in this movie. And it's fairly clean. So, this is exciting to have a good movie that's fairly clean. And I see Hollywood people all over, the inside Hollywood sites who love this movie. So maybe they'll learn something from it.
Exactly. Well, we can only hope for. We've got the retelling of the true story of 13 Lives. I'm glad this is coming back.
Yeah, and I reviewed the documentary, which I thought was excellent. And Ron Howard is an acquaintance. He's not a friend, but a friend of mine, Bob York, he's led him to Christ. And Ron always says he is a Christian when I talk to him. This movie is very scary. I mean, they're going into a deep cave structure miles to, the best scuba divers can't get in there. The Thailand Navy SEALs and all this are too scared to go in there. They try and they come out to rescue these 13 kids that were in a football team. It's actually a soccer team because we know it's in Thailand, and their coach and two guys, one from England, one from the United States. I think the review said they were from Canada and the United States. That's actually a little false. It's England and the United States, and they decide to go in, and they're willing to push harder. And then they got to figure out, how are we going to get these kids out? And one person says you've got to anesthetize them because it's such a long way with little passages. Mm-hmm. And anybody who's done diving like I have knows what that's like. And especially when you see a barracuda and you're in a little passageway. So you're wondering, how am I going to get out of here? But they have to figure out, and an anesthesiologist said they're going to die. They can't get anesthetic. It's not going to work. So this is all a very exciting movie. The problem with the movie is it's got a lot of Buddhism, and I'm surprised at Ron Howard for putting that in. And it's not real Buddhism, because real Buddhism doesn't believe in, Buddha didn't believe in God. He was non-theistic. He wasn't an atheist. He was non-theistic, and he didn't believe in the afterlife. He was non in everything. The trouble with Buddha is, in the beginning, for those who are attracted by Buddhism, is Buddha was a prince, Prince Siddhartha. He had a family at 17, when he was 17, and he abandoned them to go into the forest to become a Hindu guru. And he couldn't meditate, so he left meditation. He couldn't be a prince. He couldn't be a father. He couldn't meditate. He comes back, and he sits under a Bodhi tree for 19 years. He doesn't get any big revelation. So he starts the middle way. He just says, well, there's no God. He doesn't say there's no God. He says, I don't know, and I don't know, and I don't know, and I don't know. So it's the religion of failure. And why they would support this in the movie, the religion of failure, but it makes people feel good. If you failed, you might want to consider Buddhism. But if you really failed, you might want to consider Jesus. Because I was debating a Buddhist from Harvard many years ago who came to Christ. And he said, well, Rinpoche, one of the Buddhist leaders at that time, said we're in a cesspool. And I said, that's true. And we should just give up. And I said, well, the truth of the matter is we may be in a cesspool, but that God has his hand out. Jesus has got his hand out, and he's willing to pull us out any time. The world, the flesh, and the devil, he'll take us out and give us a better and more abundant life. And he gave it to that man, and that man, David, became head of the largest Christian counseling company. And, I had come out of the cesspool, so I was so grateful for that. So Buddhism doesn't work, but Jesus does.
Amen. He's the founder and publisher of Movie Guide, Dr. Ted Bear. Thank you, Ted. Take care. God bless, my friend.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you any?